Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a pharma funding roundup covers two RNA-focused biotechs that secured fresh capital. GSK announces a $10.6 billion agreement to acquire Nuvalent in its largest deal in over a decade. And Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with David Koman, CEO of BGBX, on why the firm's rebranding from BGB reflects a broader shift in how biopharma commercialization now demands integrated consulting, communications, and scientific frameworks. Two RNA-focused biotechs secured capital this week. City Therapeutics closed a $99.5 million Series B financing, led by new investors Viking Global Investors and Sofinnova Investments, alongside existing backers including ARCH Venture Partners, Fidelity, Casdin Capital, Inverse, Rockspring Capital, and Regeneron Ventures, with plans to advance two RNAi therapeutic programs into the clinic this year. And Rohan Nirodi of Viking and Maharada Krishnan of Sofinnova joining the board as observers. Elox Pharmaceuticals separately priced a public offering of approximately 6 million shares and pre-funded warrants at $11 per share to raise $66 million in gross proceeds. With the company's common stock beginning to trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market today under the ticker ELOX, GSK has announced a definitive agreement to acquire Nuvalent for $124 per share in cash, a 40% premium to Nuvalent's last closing price, and a 26% premium to its 30-day volume-weighted average price, for a total equity value of $10.6 billion and a net investment of $9.4 billion after accounting for cash acquired. The deal, the largest for GSK in more than a decade and the first major transaction under incoming CEO Luke Miels, secures two potential best-in-class next-generation targeted therapies for non-small cell lung cancer, both of which hold FDA breakthrough therapy and orphan drug designations and are designed to overcome the resistance mutations and tolerability limitations that erode the durability of current first-generation inhibitors. Finally, Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with David Koman, CEO of BGBX, on what the rebrand signals about the changing demands on biopharma commercialization. Koman explains that the transition from BGB to BGBX reflects a structural shift in what pharmaceutical companies require from their commercial advisors. Not siloed expertise in communications or consulting, but integrated capability that weaves together strategy, scientific rigor, and stakeholder engagement within what BGBX describes as a three-dimensional science framework, an approach increasingly necessary as the complexity of drug launches, payer landscapes, and evidence requirements continues to compound. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.